Good morning to the world, people out there. I am your host, Miss Suyu, this morning. Yes, it is a.m. And you might wonder, why am I up early in the morning? I don't think it's really early. It's almost 8 o'clock. I'm almost there. Almost gotcha. But I wanted to talk. And you know, that's what this show is about. Talking, connecting, being heard, being informed, speaking, problems, dilemmas, the world, social events, social behavior, attitudes. I'm here today. And how are you? What is my question? Oh, let me have a little word before I get to the question. I am, of course, a human being. So I'm going to talk. I'm going to feel. And if I'm a woman and you don't want to hear what I have to say, do you think that's my problem? The world is full of women. Black women, Asian women, Caucasian women, Native American women, etc. Let's go on and on and on. If I didn't mention you, it wasn't intentional. But you get my point. I'm not a big woman. I don't have a real big name trying to impress people, trying to get attention. It's just me. Only me. By myself. What is wrong with that? Why do I always have to have somebody with me to prove something? If I'm by myself, I'm by myself. Do you have a problem with that? What is hate? I'll be back with more. Do you need help in your area? Log on to findhelp.org, a list of resources, emergency pandemic assistance, and more. That is findhelp.org. Get the help that you need. I am here. I didn't go far. I wasn't going to abandon you. I did state my question, what is hate? Call it like you see it. I don't think any of us that are listening could not define hate or find a definition of hate. Why am I on this topic today? I think I really should elaborate on this subject. And there are specialists out there, people that work in the field dealing with hate, hate crimes, hate situations. And look at the world that we're in. Look at what's going on around the world. Check out the incidents that are happening in the United States, what happened in California recently, Atlanta, and let's go on and on and on. So I'm kind of following up on my question in a good way, and I'm trying to be transparent. We have issues that we need to get a hold of. Yeah, people are like, you can say that because you have experienced a lot. I'm not the only one that experienced a lot. I'm not singling myself out as being a superhero or a superwoman. But we need to get a hold of our problems before our problems get out of hand. I don't think we should think that we are so righteous and superior that we do not have to get a hold of our problems. And we can take our problems to another level or take our problems out on someone else. It's 2023. Yes, I said it before. In the past. And it has gone too far. Situations. When are we going to stop bullying, harassing, stalking, intimidating people, profiling people, stigmatizing people because we feel as though we have to work in our position and we are stressed. And we have a right to be stressed and to violate someone, to take advantage of someone, to abuse someone, to handle someone. We don't have a right to take our problems out on someone else. No one, not anyone. And we can have so many excuses for cruelly adding cruelty, practicing cruelty to someone. Adding cruel treatment to our acts. Oh, we can use excuses for hurting people. We have all kinds of excuses. We have a list of excuses. We can write down our excuses for bothering people. Leave people alone. And then some of us have a little grin, a smirk on our face when we're bullying and harassing, stereotyping, stigmatizing, discriminating against people. You're terrorizing people. And you say that's okay. In this country where I am living now in the USA, because you don't like what someone is doing, you don't like the way someone looks, or you feel as though you can target someone because of their identity, because of the way they look or the group that they belong to. And you think that you can harass a person and humiliate a person to the fact where you could drive them to hell? And you think that you are so much advantageous and you can get away with that. And it's time out for that. Too many people are behind bars or are victims because of hate, because of hostility, because of harassment. Too many people are suffering because of what someone else did or what someone said. And how long is this going to continue? I am fed up. And people sit back and they do not want to file police reports. You can call the police and the police do not want to come to the scene. They will tell you they're not coming to the scene. But you are supposed to accept the bullying. You are supposed to accept the harassment. You are supposed to accept the profiling. You are supposed to accept the cruel treatment or the hate. And you say, people are in jail because of what they did or a decision. Because of the people that they hang around. You say that people are incarcerated today because they made bad choices. Well, why do we have 911? Is that a bad choice to dial 911 to get the police to come to the scene? Or is it a bad choice to take the law into your own hands? Which one is it? If you don't want to come to the scene and you are a police officer and you don't want to do your job, why are you out there locking people up, taking people to jail? Because they didn't dial 911. They didn't call the police to the scene to de-escalate the situation. That's what I'm assuming. We have a problem right here in this country. When we have people that are so righteous and dignified, and they only want to associate with the people that can do something for them. And if you cannot do anything to help people, they do not want you in their company. They don't want you around them. They will hate on you. They will cast you aside. They will label you. Have some money, have some position, some power, some authority. They will gladly roll out the red carpet for you and give you some mannerable treatment, but look like you are disabled, low class, poor, unemployed, homeless, a vagrant, a woman, elderly, black, a minority, maybe. And the situation changes. When are we going to stop? Oh, it's not race. No, it has nothing to do with race. Well, then why are you so interested in hounding someone, following someone, demanding that someone do something that they really don't have to do? Because they did you no harm. Why do you constantly lie on people, falsely accuse people when they did you no harm? We don't have a problem. So how many times do people have to have these experiences where they are bullied, harassed, targeted, stalked, discriminated against before something is done about it? Is change going to come? When we look at the news all around the world and we see different events about people taking the law into their own hands, solving the problem on their own, or taking people to court in front of a judge, because people think that they can handle people, push them around, and treat them like trash. Oh, we have a problem here in America. Don't think that it's all peaches and cream. People have their good times, but there are still problems here. Big time problems in this country. And we, as black people here, you would think that we would unite after so many years of struggling, so many years of having enough, so many years of being abused and being products and being victims. So many years of going through too much. You would think that our race, people of color, brown people, they call us, would come together, unite, and strategize to end racism, bullying, targeting, harassment, discrimination, and on and on. If that's what we want, if we don't want that, why talk about it? Why take our problems out on someone else? If we do not want change, if we do not want to unite and eradicate, and I say eradicate, remember, all of the inequalities and disparities that lie in our communities, if we don't want to get together, and we so concerned about what the other one is doing, what the other one has, instead of being concerned about what we're doing and know what's really going on. I don't have to take anybody's crap when I go anywhere. I don't have to take discrimination. I do not have to take bullying. I do not have to take harassment. I do not have to take stigmatization. I do not have to take profiling. Because I'm black, I'm violent. Because I'm black, I am committing a crime. Because I'm black, I'm automatically breaking the rules. I don't have to take that from anyone. Now, if I'm breaking the rules, if I committed a crime, so be it. But if I didn't, you have no right to target me and promote me on that level. But we have a serious issue in our personal lives, in this world, in this country, and black people are targeting black people like it's crazy. Right now, in 2023, I thought we was going and getting beyond all of that. The things that we used to do years ago, I thought we put a lid on that. I thought we got some training. I thought we got some more education, some coaching after all of these years. I thought we joined movements in order to learn about our social habits, our social behavior, our social differences. I thought we researched these different movements and organizations that educate people on sociology, diversity. And if we did not get it, when are we going to get it? I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back. One 844 9 no hate resource hotline. The Lawyers Committee's 1-844-9-NO-HATE-RESOURCE-HOTLINE, 1-844-966-4283, serves as a resource for organizations and individuals working to combat hate in their respective communities. Trained staff and volunteers will provide legal information about hate incidents and crimes and provide callers with general information about reporting, as well as the kinds of legal remedies that may be available in different states. The project connects people with these resources by leveraging the pre-existing relationships with state and local groups that the Lawyers Committee has built through decades of legal and organizing work. in its other project areas. Lawyerscommittee.org. I am here with you. I am so glad that I'm here with you. I like to talk to you about certain things, and I like to research and find answers about interesting topics, and I like to talk about people and their lives and what's going on. Really, Oxford Languages, hate, feel intense or passionate dislike for someone. Intense or passionate dislike? What does that mean? What is the real meaning of hate? Merriam-Webster.com. Intense hostility and aversion, usually deriving from fear, anger, or a sense of injury. Extreme dislike or disgust. Let's go on. Let me find something else. Is hate an emotion or feeling? What is the three forms of hate? Is hate a form of evil? Scholarworks.uark.edu. Research has demonstrated that hate is a protective emotional response to perceived evil. Yet, the dimensions by which people perceive evil have not been clearly identified. That's interesting. Merriam-Webster.com, hate definition and meaning. This is something different. To feel extreme enmity toward, regard and with active hostility. To feel extreme enmity toward, to regard with active hostility, to have a strong aversion to, find very distasteful, to express or feel extreme enmity or active hostility. A generation whose finest hate had been big business. A systematic and especially politically exploited expression of hatred, a crime motivated by bigotry and hate, often used before another noun, hate mail, an organization tracking hate groups. We have hate crimes. Very, very thorough here. On the internet, when I look for definitions of hate, Britannica.com. Hate. A very strong feeling of dislike. To dislike someone very strongly. To feel hate for someone. All right, we're going to look for example sentences. I'm trying to. You could see the hate in his eyes. These crimes are motivated by prejudice and hate. We can spend hours researching that word. And we can get opinion from many people on this topic. And we can get activists, civil rights groups together, form a panel, have a discussion. We could break up discussions into different parts. We can have seminars covering hate, educating people on the types of hate crimes, if there's more than one hate crime. We can have groups come to these conventions that we schedule and let them bring their information, their booklets, pamphlets, magazines, news articles, learning material to inform and educate people on hate. And we can also be extensive and add bullying, specifically profiling, stigmatization, harassment, stalking, all of these things that are associated with hate, related to hate, or can lead to hate, or stems from hate. Maybe it would help people understand what they're really doing. Because I had to join groups. I think that I really technically, I maybe didn't really have to. But that's how I started learning about hate. Bullying, harassment, stalking, different crimes and against people and other places and things. I got some teaching. I got some education. I didn't get like, all of this masses of education, but I did get some. And I learned certain things you do not do and say. And what has helped? Well, different movements. Yeah, different groups within movements, social movements, civil rights movements. They help try to educate people on these civil rights crimes, civil rights abuses, human rights abuses that target people or target groups that hurt and destroy lives. And if we could somehow organize these big masses of conventions, convention centers throughout the world, not just any type of convention, a very technical conventions that can help exterminate hate, end it, end these harmful behaviors and acts, if that's what we want. If we want to just talk about it, we can talk about it. But when are we going to have masses of conventions to stop this hate, to end these crimes? Because I said that I am fed up, and I am. And I had enough. If people do not want to cease hate crimes, bullying, harassment, stalking, and on and on and on, they'll probably tell you they don't want to end it. They will probably mention they have no interest at all in orchestrating conventions around the world, not only here in the United States. If people want to continue the cycle, they're not going to do anything. They're going to be a part of the cycle, but then they're not going to get together to help organize, to end hate. And revenge and retaliation is not the solution. Following the people that are doing it and doing it to the people that are doing it is not the solution. It's not solving the problem. For some reason, we think that we feel better if we retaliate against haters. Some of us have tried to do things the legal way, and if people don't like us, they're not going to try to help us. That's the way some of us feel. And it's sad that people feel as though they have used all of their resources to get the help that they need, and people are still downright unhappy, and they're not willing to stop the violence, stop the hate, stop the bullying, stop the stalking, harassment, stop the discrimination, stop the racism. But we can do it as a world if we want to combine and do it. But we have to want that. No one can make us want that. No one could persuade us to believe anything in our true mind. They can try to persuade us, but in our true mind, we have to speak and do for ourselves and make our own decisions in order to feel as though we made our own decisions on our own without any help. So what about governmental definition of hate? Does it matter? PsychologyToday.com. The psychology of hate. Recently, several members of a group calling itself Respect the Flag were sentenced to prison for terrorizing guests at the birthday party of an 8-year-old African-American girl in Georgia. Pointing a shotgun, they yelled racial slurs and death threats at guests, including children. It wasn't an isolated incident, according to a recent study. There are at least 917 organized hate groups in the United States. The study, based on data collected by the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and presented in their annual census of hate groups, looked at the presence of hate groups on Twitter. SPLC found that the number of likes and comments on hate group accounts grew by 900% in the last 2 years. Why do we hate? The reasons are complex, but following are some of the factors that may play a role in helping us understand hate and hopefully work toward change. Fear of the other. According to A.J. Marsden, assistant professor of psychology and human services at Beacon College in Leesburg, Florida, one reason we hate is because we fear things that are different from us. Behavioral researcher Patrick Winnes cites the in-group, out-group theory, which posits that when we feel threatened by perceived outsiders, we instinctively turn toward our in-group, those with whom we identify, as a survival mechanism. Wayness explains, hatred is driven by two key emotions of love and aggression. One, love for the group, for the in-group, the group that is favored. And two, aggression for the out-group, the group that has been deemed as being different, dangerous, and a threat to the in-group. Let me say that again, because that's interesting. Hatred is driven by two key emotions of love and aggression. One, love for the in-group, the group that is favored, and two, aggression for the out-group, the group that has been deemed as being different, dangerous, and a threat to the in-group. You get what I mean? So we love the people that we are with, the people that we hang around, the group that we favor, and the group, the different group, we have an aggression for that other group, the out group. The group that has been deemed different. Wow. Love and aggression. Interesting. Where does that aggression come from? We know where love comes from, but where does the aggression come from? Okay, let me go to fear of ourselves. According to Washington, D.C. clinical psychologist Dana Herron, the things people hate about others are the things that they fear within themselves. She suggests thinking about the targeted group, a person, as a movie screen onto which we project unwanted parts of the self. The idea is, I'm not terrible, you are. This phenomenon is known as projection, a term coined by Freud to describe our tendency to reject what we don't like about ourselves. Psychologist Brad Reedy further describes projection as our need to be good, which causes us to project badness outward and attack it. We developed this method to survive, for any badness in us put us at risk for being rejected and alone. So we repressed the things that we thought were bad, what others told us or suggested to us that was unlovable and morally reprehensible. I am sorry. And we employ hate and judgment towards others. We think that is how one rids oneself of undesirable traits. But this method only perpetuates repression, which leads to many mental health issues. Why? Why repress? Why do we want to single people out and get back at people? Because of how we feel about ourselves. Do we have a low self-esteem? Do we need to work on our self-esteem? You have a problem with the way that you look, the way you feel, the way that you act, and you project that onto other people. Do I do that? Do I need to help myself instead of trying to take care of other people and watch other people and project onto other people? I need to take care of me. I don't have time to take care of other people and their projections and their hateful attitudes. attitude. If they need help, they can go get the help that they need. I don't need all of that drama and chaos in my life. This is the one that I need to make happy right here. And if I'm spending time being engulfed in other people's projections of what they perceive about me, how they think that I should be in society, how I should look, how I should dress, where I should be at a given time or moment, where I should work, when I should work, who I should engage with, who I should hang around, what things I need to be doing, because that's the insecurity that they have about themselves. Do I have to really get involved with that? Do I have to spend my time in life with people? But you have people like that in this world. Look at the world that we're in. Look at the way that people were raised. Look at their mother. What's the relationship like with their mother? Are they angry with their mother? Are they combative with their mother? Do they get along with their mother? Are they really caring and loving towards their mother? Do they respect their mother? Because if you don't have respect for your mother, if you don't love your mother, if you don't care about your mother, what does that say about you? I don't know. You tell me. I'm not here to pose guilt upon anybody. I'm not here to cast any shame on anyone. But I can say my mother, she went through a lot in life. And she fought so much for equality to be heard, to work as a woman, a single woman with children, to get up and go to work in the major mental institution in the high security risk department of a mental institution. My mom worked there. She worked in the department where they had patients that murdered their own family, members of their family. My mother worked in an institution where people were criminally labeled insane, allegedly criminally insane. They were not allowed to leave the premises, never, no pass to leave and go anywhere. My mom, she worked there and retired. Maximum security department, my mom worked in, putting her life on the line. Her safety at risk, and she had children at home, but she went to work because she had to provide. She had to take care of her children and herself. She had to provide, put food on the table for her children and herself. I can be corrected. People like that. I remember what my mom did, and I remember the times when she came home and she cried. And I know she was under a lot of pressure. She tried to go to work every day. And what does she have to face there? But she still tried to provide for her children. There was no defect social services coming into the home taking her children. My mom provided. We had a place to live. We lived in a home, a house, after we moved out of the apartment. That's right. She did what she could. How do I feel about my mom? Not many women would go through or would have gone through the things that my mom went through. My mom, she was a victim of domestic violence more than one time. Within more than one relationship. But she still fought for her independence, fought for her equality, fought for her job, and retired. Yes, I remember my mom. I remember the times that we did not get along. We did not see eye to eye. But I remember my mother's qualities. I remember the things that she believed in. Oh, she was discriminated against. She was harassed, stalked, abused. But I remember her qualities. There were things that I did not like. I found hard to accept, but I remember her strength. I remember her struggle, her determination. We didn't have a lot, but my mom's attitude was, I'm doing what I can. Sometimes I think I never forgave her abusers, abusing her right in front of me. But I remember my mother's qualities. I remember her love. I remember when she wanted to be forgiven for making mistakes, motherly mistakes. I remember her apologizing for her lack of parenting skills. I remember my mother. And how many can say, that's my mother, and she did what she could bring out the qualities in her, her strengths to this day, and forgive her mother or take into consideration that she wanted to be forgiven or wants to be forgiven? How do people treat their mother? I think it means a lot about us, our character, our future, our goals. I might be wrong or a little off, and there's nothing wrong with people feeling that way, but me, I believe that my mother was one of a kind. She did not have to take the things that she took from some people. The way that they treated her was totally unacceptable. But that's my mother. And I only have one mother. And I believe we only get one mother. How do we treat people? Do we understand the definition of hate? And psychologytoday.com was really thorough. They hit on some great points about where hate comes from. Where do we get it from? Our inequalities, our insecurities. Who cares? That we're different. Why do I care that I'm different? Why do I care that I'm not like other people? I'm not supposed to be like other people. I'm supposed to be unique. I'm supposed to be me. Why is it a problem that I'm unique, that I'm different, that I'm me? Some people have a problem with certain types of people. And it shows, believe me, it comes out. And when we have so many people in this world to make up this world, why do we have a problem with certain people when they're part of this world? They're not going anywhere. They're going to be here. Sometimes people, they treat us like we're nothing, like we're trash. And I understand it hurts. When people have done you wrong, disrespected you, violated you, used you up. I know it hurts. And sometimes we wonder why. Why people treat people the way that they treat people? Why did this person do this to me? Why did that person do that to me? I understand. I've been there. Sometimes we need to leave certain people with themselves so they could take care of themselves, so they could work on themselves. But sometimes we try to work on other people. It's not our responsibility to work on other people. Let them go in their direction and find things to do with themselves. They'll catch on one day. They'll get it together. But when we get caught up trying to change them, nurture them, control them, make them feel the way that we feel, understand our situation, we run into some problems, don't we? Because it's not our responsibility to change people and make them do things in order to understand how we feel. They feel like they feel, they feel like they feel. And they're probably going to continue to feel that way. They might be on another level. But once we see that, they feel their way. It's not my way, the way I feel, but that's the way that they feel. And if they're not going to change, get rid of that, they're not going to work on what's causing the issue, then me being there trying to make them change, and it's not happening, it's only escalating the issue. It's my problem when I get caught up with people and I'm escalating with them. So we have two people now trying to control one another. If they don't see eye to eye the way things really are, the way they really are, the way things really are, what's really happening. If they don't see that, they probably will never see it. So why am I trying to make them see it? If the sky is blue and I tell someone the sky is blue and they tell me that it's red or it's green or it's purple or it's orange, or it's yellow, or it's pink, that's what they believe. Can I make them believe that the sky is blue when the sky is really blue? Or if the sky is really gray? Sometimes we have gray skies, right? But if their perception is different from mine, I'm going to stay there for hours, days, trying to make them believe that it's gray or blue? We got a problem. Let them believe that the sky is the color they believe the sky is. But if they want to hate on me because the truth, what's really happening, is right there in front of me and I know it's there. If they're going to hate on me because of the truth, because I believe that things are true, the things that are true, I know things are true. I know what happened. And you're going to hate on me? Is that my issue? To stay stuck on and continue to dwell on and deal with? No, we have people that are in certain positions that deal with hate. They get paid to deal with hate. They get paid to deal with crimes. They get paid to deal with people that have problems projecting. People that have a low self-esteem and take their problems out on other people. You have people that deal with those situations. They get paid to handle the whole makeup that's causing the situations. Certain people. People have a problem with. Well, let the appointed people that are supposed to deal with those problems deal with those problems. But don't take the problems out on me. Don't expect me to deal with those problems. Because then we have some more problems, correct? If the people do not want to be responsible for dealing with the problems they are supposed to deal with, it's not my problem. It's their problem. Why should I add to the fire? Why should I get all wrapped up in hate? And those that are associated with the hate. I don't have the time. My time is valuable. My time is important. My goals, my aspiration, my gifts, my experiences, my education, my knowledge, my love for me, my integrity, my happiness, all of that together in a bundle. I'm grateful for it. And if people are not serious about their life, their gifts, their goals and dreams, what does that have to do with me? We all must stop the hate. Are we going to take responsibility for controlling ourselves instead of trying to control and hate others? Have a great week, y'all.